First half was what I feared might happen. Fleetwood have been playing quite a fluid 3-1-4-2 system. We worked on it yesterday. Obviously, we're personnel down. You know, we're missing Barry Fuller, Meadsy and Lyle and Barchi, people like that. And, you know, we just felt we needed... We tried to play a shape that suited the players we had on the pitch more. Tom Elliott was really fatigued yesterday from the Millwall game, and we felt we ran a risk of injury throwing him out there again. So we went for... tried to play 4-4-2, and we couldn't get our fullbacks into the game. We couldn't get them out. And then it feels like they got two players more than you on the pitch, and it showed. And we was fortunate to come in at half-time 1-0, only 1-0 down. You know, we just... Second half, we decided, look, you know, let's take any indecision out of the group, and we'll go for fight, spirit, energy, and see if they can cope with that. And obviously, Tom's come on and done really well, won a lot of headers. But the rest of the group upped the energy levels, and it helps when you get an early goal. And I think when we've gone 2-1 up... You then think we've had two great chances to go 3-1 up. I mean, Don Pollyon's in, and the amount of times I've seen him, you know, around the goalie and slot it in, I thought he was going to do it again, and he's tried to take it early, and maybe that's tiredness. And then Tom Elliott could have taken it with his left foot and doesn't. And we concede a set piece late, which we're all really, really gutted about, but proud of the lads.
What is the mood in the dressing room after that one? Because it could have gone either way, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think when you're 2-1 up with 5 minutes to go, it's 2 points dropped. You know, there's no way about it. If you get to half time and you said, I'll offer you a point now, you'd have taken it. So it's how the game swings and how it roundabout. If we're honest, I think the most we deserved from the game was a point. So if we're honest, I thought Fleetwood were really good. And I said to Uwe at the end there, really good side you got there. They were really fluid. They caused us more problems than any team. I think they've had 16 attempts on our goal today. Not many teams do that. They've had chances. They could have been out of sight before we got into a position to win the game. So I think he'll be disappointed with the result. But they played well today.
Defensively, was it a bit Jekyll and Hyde? There was that defensive spirit a lot of the time, that the Wimbledon spirit that we see so often. The corners you can't have been happy with, though, that we conceded.
Yeah, we're disappointed with them. And it's a number of things. You know, we work hard on them, but zones don't quite do the job properly. Players get wrong side. And there's a number of things that contribute towards them. And we're disappointed, really disappointed. But, you know, over the last 4 or 5 weeks, the spirit, the energy, the character, the work ethic these boys have put in has been phenomenal. And, you know, like I say, we're still on target for our short-term goal, which was to try and get over 30 points and try and stay in two cup competitions. And we're still on target. And today we didn't play well, but we battled well, and we got something from a game that at one point looked like it was not going to be the case.
Is this heavy schedule starting to take its effect now a bit?
Maybe. And we're not going to use that as an excuse. We went into these, I think it was 10 games in 35 days and won every 3.5 days. And we went into them saying, let's not moan. Let's stick with it. And today you saw a patched up team. As you can see, I looked at the dressing room when the boys were warming up, and we had six really good players sitting in the dressing room. And, you know, that's it's a nice thought to see that we can, you know, battle and take something from a game despite not having them.
It's the FA Cup next. Change of tempo, is that going to energise the side a bit more? Just being a different competition and different stresses and pressures?
I think giving them a couple of days off now, we'll energise them hopefully, and then we've got a nice week's build up to the game. It's going to be a test of our mentality. All of a sudden, we're not little old Wimbledon. Next Sunday, we're going to be the giants that people want to kill. And it's going to be the one that, you know, the TV's there for a reason. And it's not to see Wimbledon win if they can help it. So we've got to handle that different pressure in order to get the result. And we'll focus on that. We'll give them a couple of days off and then we'll get going again.
Yeah, it's going to be a different mentality. Is it going to mean a different approach to the game?
No, I don't think we should mess around with what we do too much. We need to go and be very good and very efficient. And if we do that, then we give ourselves a good chance. If we're not, and we get caught up in it, and, you know, they get their tails up and they play above where they've been playing lately, then we're going to have a real battle on our hands.
Have you had them watch? Because I guess that they're going to be raising their game like nothing else.
Yeah, that's it. We've had them watch. We've had them watch 2 or 3 times, and we'd always do our homework on the opposition. But you know that there's a good chance a different Curzon are going to turn up on Sunday, and everyone's going to have the best game of their lives.
Yeah, because Wimbledon in the FA Cup, when you play Liverpool, has one effect. But when you play somebody else, Wimbledon as a Premier League football club have evolved. and you're there to be shot at.
Absolutely, and like I say, the cameras are there for one reason. They're there to see an upset. That's why they go, potential upset, and we've got to deal with that, and we've got to try and get ourselves into the third round.